chuya, and the various reasons and sources why it may be either hutra or dechuya, the various nafkaminas between hutra and dechuya, and all kinds of possibilities, the raisa, the rabbanon, isa chefta, isa gavra, different drushas, a difference between vare and safek, based on the drushas, we'll come back to in a minute. And the question about the Rambam Shita, he uses the word Dechuya, but maybe it really means Hutra. And the Magad Mishnah Shita about Kol Tzarachov, we had quite a number of different interpretations of Kol Tzarachov, I think four of them all together. Nafkamina doing a goy, doing things machinery. What about the leg? Some cases, Manobol, not Manobol. Then the Magad Mishnah about the your letters being different. The two reasons, one is Teva, we thought meant that it's not Bol. Then not one in a thousand, we have the machlok between the Tumah Chutonim, the stipend, and Rabbi Yoshev, what that really means. That's as far as we got. Let's begin with a beautiful Dvar Torah from the Netziv, which starts really with a discussion of a situation of a mother who's in danger of losing a child. May you or may you not do something which is otherwise prohibited, eat Yom Kippur, Shabbos, etc., to save the life of the unborn child. So the Lashon of the Ran, when he quotes the Baal Halachos Gedolos, is if we know that the child will not survive without our intervention, will survive with our intervention, we may do so. Frek the Hail Gedetziv, perish in the Shultas, what do you mean if we'll know? Safek Bekoch Nefesh, Bisunik Bi. Yeah. Even if it's a small, small chance, according to the stipulation, even if one in a thousand would die months later if not fasting Yom Kippur, with a Chal Yom Kippur. So what do you mean if you know? What do you have to know for? Let one in a thousand at a later time, that means it's really more, it's a smaller fraction than that. What do you mean if you know? That's question number one. Question number two, there's a Tosafot in Bava Metzia that says that Leonovi was Mechayim Mason. How could he do it? He knew he'd be able to be Mechayim Mason, so he was able to do it even as a Kohen. Frank the Netziv, the same court. What do you mean he knew? And if he didn't know, he thought maybe. Again, in Uncle Lippi Gonga Leva Shachar Arov, those are his two kashas of the Holy Netziv. It's the same answer to both. He says that the fact that we are, the Gemara's expression of the Sefer Yuba Pe'er Beis, Ashkechon Vada is Sofet Minayim. All the various drushes that we have about the Shema B'nai Sos HaShabbos and the Mila and all those other things, all this, Rav Osai, is upgefrekt. The Gemara, Ashkechon Vadai, Sofek Minayin. How do you know Sofek? Says the Gemara, V'chaibahem. V'chaibahem means includes even the case of Sofek. Says in the Tziv, V'chaibahem is limited to a case of someone who's right now alive. He's alive, you want to extend his life, V'chaibahem. The two cases we described, in neither case was the individual alive. In one case, the person was as yet unborn. In the other case, the person is right now dead. So true, you want to extend the life of the unborn child that should be born healthy and live 120 years, and create a new life for the person who had just died, but by neither one can you say it's considered to be a Mechaibahem. We had mentioned, if you recall, that the Shmir Shabbos quotes the Chelkas Yaakov, who says that when if Pikur Nevesh Bevadai is Hutra, and the Suffolk is the Chuya, which we explain the same exact way. If we assume, based on the discussion we had earlier this morning, that the distinction between Hutra and Chuya is based upon the Psukim, not on Tzvar, but on Psukim, the Psukim or Efsh Iyasha, the Tzvar from before, it's based upon this idea. So it comes out, Rabbi Osai, that Vadai is Hutra because of the Shavuot Bnei Soros HaShabbos, whereas Safek, which is Mechaibah, is only the Chuya. That's Chad Nat Chelkas Yaakov, which was found in court by the Shemir Shabbos Bilchas. All this to me was a double Pashut, but that was always brought up this way. I knew about the Netziv, and the Shemir Shabbos, I figured out based upon the Netziv. And guess what? Not everyone agrees. In this context, I have to quote you again from the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos v'Shabbos. He quotes from Rabbi Yoshev, Rabbi Yosef seems to say exactly the reverse. He said there were those poskim who say that you're not machal Shabbos at all for an uber as yet unborn. At all. That's what some say. This is why Rabbi Yosef, among other reasons, wants to tell people that they should drive with a goy to the hospital on Shabbos, because they're saving the baby, according to some. Not machal Shabbos at all to save the baby. Now, of course, the mice, this is purely theoretical. Because as the Rishonim say, whenever the baby is in danger, by definition, the mother's in danger. But now we're talking a little bit in abstract. So he says, those of Polsky who say that you don't say you're not machal Shabbos because to save the life of a baby, so therefore there's no b'chai b'hem. No b'chai b'hem, it's poshut to the Yashiv, it's better to do it through a goy. Ad kan is quoted in the same Hilchos Shabbos, b'Shabbos. Wait a minute. We thought that the entire heter to save the unborn fetus is the other way around. The Shabbos b'nei Tzoros on Shabbos, which we thought dafka is putra. See, dafka don't need a goy. You get a pressure from the Yashiv is exactly the reverse. If it's v'chai b'hem, then it's putra. But the Shabbos b'nei Tzoros is tchuya. I don't know. Maybe he holds as follows. Since v'chai b'hem is only for b'safek, every hutra, you have to make cheshbonos. Everything goes. However, the shamru, where we say it's only vadai, so you have to pick a cheshbon, it's a kedai, it's a not kedai, that's closer to what we call tchuya. So the yashav is exactly the reverse, what I was taught all the years. Adka, our first comment for this afternoon's Hemshech of the Chazara Shir from this morning. Okay, Rabosei, so far so good? Now we come to a number of very, very critical issues which are really relevant to many, many cases. The first thing to talk about is the question of coming back after you went to take care of somebody to save his life, may you come back or may you not come back. So Rav Moshe said you're allowed to come back in certain cases, based on the Rambam. The Rambam omitted the limitations that are found in a different place in the Rambam. So he has a calculation. It depends if you're going long term or short term. If you're going long term, you can only come back on Payamam. If you're going short term, and there's a greater chance you won't go, you're stuck there for nothing for so many hours, you're allowed to drive back no matter as far as you want to go. You can even do a daraisa. So right, Igros Marsha Kelly Dalit Simon Pei. From Shlomo Zalman, Minicha Shlomo Simon Ches. Says, no, can't go back to an Easter, through an Easter daraisa. Can't come back. Okay? And of course, the question is, why not? Why not? So, let's take a first step back. What if you need the ambulance back in the hometown? So, Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying, even if tzrichim l'rechav im koma l'iruvim acherim, if you need the rechav, then what kind of shan is that? Presumably he holds, Rabbi Osai, and we'll come to this a little bit, this is not what the Shmir Shabbos says, Mincha Shabbos, Mincha Shlomo says, but the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos for Shabbos says, I want to quote accurately. He holds, if you don't have a chol of the fanenu, no sick person here right now, then we are not permitted to say, ein holchot b'pikuach never shachar a rov, quote the Binyan Tzir, you follow the rov, and it's no rov. He says, if you have a rov, it's common for an ambulance to be used, and given the remaining hours of Shabbos, then of course it's a rov, and you would be able to go back. But if there are two ambulances, and one of the ambulances is left behind, then no. Presumably, he holds it's unlikely to need both ambulances at the same time between now and then of Shabbos. Obviously, if it is likely, then you would agree that you can go back. The kitz and nimritz, this issue of going back, which again is a machlokes between the great poskim, as we just saw, I'd like to spend a few more minutes talking about it because it comes up in a number of different contexts. Let's go. Let's begin. The Chasam Sofer seems to be matter. In Choshen Mishpat Simen, Kuf Tzadi Dalet. To go out, do a goy. Because otherwise, you won't come the next time. Otherwise, you won't come the next time. Okay? So apparently, he suggests that a person wants to be in a comfortable circumstance. Can't say hospital's not comfortable. So he's matir with respect to an Iser Derabbanan. Now with respect to Iser Derais. Aye. If a goy takes you home and you're out of the tchum Yud Beis Mil, some say Yud Beis Mil is a Deraisa. So the answer is no. And everyone agrees to that. There are many who say that even Yud Beis Mil is Derabbanan, especially nowadays, you know, I'm just around Deraisa. Reasons should be able to discuss starting maybe even as early as next week. There's a whole discussion about that. I'm starting my that Chabura next week on that. There's some guys talking about the Beis Medrash. What we call the Erev and Lemaisa that I wanted to start in September, which now it's May. But okay, but maybe. We'll see. I'll let you know before the end of the week. Maybe that if those who are available. So this is what he says. It's room to be lenient to a guy, but not really should not go back through a Yisra. Jew should be driving back himself. That's the psak which he gives. Now, let's take a look and see what other poskim have to say about this issue. The Shmur Shabbos Kilchasa talks about these things as well. He quotes the Mishnah Brura. The Shulchan Aruch himself says Yud Beis Mil is the Oraisa. But the Berlacha says only the Zushu Tzeram, the Oraisa, which we don't have. Therefore, there's room to be megal to a guy, even chutz l'tchum, as we just said. And then he says that he tiru sofa mishum tchilas and applies to an iser derabbanan. But the chasam sofer says maybe it would apply even to a doraisa. A doraisa. As we mentioned, we'll come back to that in a few minutes. An ambulance is like chol lefoneinu. Aye, there's no chol lefoneinu. He quotes, there's an interesting fight. There are two Pesachei Tshuvos in the day we saw. First we discussed for this morning, once in 1,000 years. But there's another one, where there's a question of autopsies. So we don't allow autopsies normally, but the Chol Lefoneinu, we allow autopsies. So that's another view that says. So he says that nowadays, when medical information is transmitted instantaneously throughout the globe, it's always considered to be a chole lefoneinu, and therefore perhaps you should be able to go back, maybe. But then he says, no, you can go and get the guy on his mobile phone. You'll call him then to be pinly ployer. Though Mala Batzala is right there. They come in a minute. If he's in the hospital, let's say in Riverdale, where I live. If he's in his house in Riverdale, he could be in 1 minute. When the ambulance is a minute, it's car in a minute. If he's sitting in Montefiore Hospital or Columbia, until he gets back, it takes at least 5 minutes with your sirens. So it's an extra 5 minutes. Every minute counts. That's what the whole point of Atzala is, every minute counts. That's what, to me, it's a very big chiddush. It's hard to rely on such a fact. So here, Rabbi Osai, the Aruch HaShabbos says in the name of the Chazon Ish, listen very carefully, he's quoted as saying, if there's really a chashash that the doctor's not going to go to the hospital unless we're going to be mounted to come back, it's mutter. Rabbi Osai, this is not based. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, what can we do? We never heard Strahetta, what we call Hitiro Sofa Mishum Chilasan, that's a term of art, like Gemara presents the Beitza. It's only by the Rabbanan, Tosis says. So the Chazon Ish seems to be saying, forget about the technical category of Hitiro Sofa Mishum Chilasan. Forget about that. It's a question of Pikuach Nefesh. If you're not going to let it go to come back, there's going to be a doctor who's not going to go. Gets a call Friday night. He's just sitting down at his table, making Kiddush. He gets a beep. He gets to go. And he knows if he goes now, he's stuck in the hospital for the rest of Shabbos. There's no Shabbos Friday night with his wife and his kids. And then there's no Shabbos with his wife and his kids. He's not going to go. Let someone else take care of it. I can't even blame him. But it's obviously because he's in Russia. You know, well, maybe he's in Russia. He'll reach a conclusion that someone else can do it because he's not. There's no one. There's no one stuck in the hospital. I don't know, he can do a better job. In his mind, at that point, the guy can do just as good a job on his own. Because on the other side, is a Shalom Bais and his family. So that's just the reality. Given that reality, we should have to be mocked if there's no alternative to come back. Interesting. The Aruch HaShabbat suggests that maybe we should allow he to solve Mishum Tchilosam even to save himself. We'll get to the discussion about saving Nochri momentarily. But I don't even need any additional cheshbonos. He'll make the same cheshbon in his mind because he wants to with his wife and kids for the rest of Shabbos. It's no real sakana for me as a doctor or for my own fellow Israel. He'll make a mistake cheshbon because so therefore, this is a very serious, serious matter, and there's much room to be made to go back by yourself, especially with an ambulance. If you're a plain doctor and you're in a regular vehicle and there's nothing special there, I would much, much prefer that if you have to go to the hospitals, we'll get to it later on, you go with the goy, you have to come back, you should come back with a goy as well. It's interesting, if you look in the, Aruch HaShabbos is a lengthy discussion of these ideas. Is that what I'm calling now? Put the right sefer. I think so, the Aruch HaShabbos, if I'm not mistaken. You remember the Aruch HaShabbos has the Chelik Beis that I have in front of me? But he has a few places, doesn't look back at Chelik Gimel. I told you that. In the back of Chelik Gimel, we saw if he has a few longer pieces. So in one of those longer pieces, I think that's where it is, somewhere, one of the volumes, in any event, he says that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah was Matir Adoraisa to Kiddush HaKodesh, based on the Tirusov and Mishum Chilos. So the question is raised, why is that different than Pikuach Nefesh? So Shlomo Zalman says that Chazal were not afraid that a person is not going to save a life. As long as you give him 2,000 amos, even if he's not going to get home, there's nothing to worry about. As opposed to Kiddush HaChodesh, what we are worried about. It says, he, Aruch HaShabbos, Bizman HaZeh, you absolutely ain't shlochush. He's not going to go to the hospital if he can't come back. It should be permissible to come back, even in Issa Doraisa, which is what the Chazon Ish said, as we mentioned before. They quote Rabbi Yisrael Rav saying the same thing. It should apply to a doctor. It should apply to a hatzala worker. Right? He suggests that it may only be applied to someone who's doing it on a regular basis. Because someone's doing it only once in his life, he's going to go. He's not going to go out and see. He missed his wife and his kids once. Can't help it. But a doctor or a hatzala worker for whom he's getting called regularly, then we have to take it to much greater account. We always try to be lean as much as we can for healthcare professionals or amateurs. So it's amateurs, technically speaking. But we have to treat them with kid gloves to make sure they continue doing their thing. Karabosai, this is the first question of coming back. Now, I mentioned briefly before about Chilul Shabbos with someone who was not from B'nai Yisrael. Let us analyze and see what the Sfarim say about this. The first look in the original sources. This is a Chamafurish of Mishnah, and the no Chilul Shabbos for a Nachri. There's a whole discussion in the Sefer Ksubis. The 10 people on the Ramal, there's one, and most people are Nachri, most are Israel. It's clear that as David Mishnayis, that Meikra did not. We spent a lot of time on this topic. If you may recall, we had a discussion of the Alilas Dam. Remember that? That they, some guy in Eretz Yisrael made up a story that a goy was lying in his own blood, and then the Jews would come to save him. I mean, sort of Rabbi Dr. Jacobowitz's article about it, the tradition. We had a whole discussion about it. So it's a very serious problem. A very serious problem. And as a matter of fact, there are those who maintain, well, the Mishnah Berurah. Let's look at Mishnah Berurah first. I think that's the most important thing to start with, classical sources. Mishnah Berurah, please. Open up, please. See what part? See what version of the Mishnah Berurah you have. Mishnah Berurah is in Siman Shin Lamed, Siv Beis Kot Meches. The Mechaber says, Kusis Ovedas Mechomei Melad Nosu B'Shabbos. Afilu B'Davah She'en B'Chilu Shabbos. So he quotes from the bottom. B'Chol B'Shav Eva. But here, no Eva. Yechol L'Shtami V'Loma, B'Dei Mechal L'Shabbos, Kim Lahud M'Minter Shabbosa, B'Fur Shigavara. No. Says the Magen Avraham, what will happen if they won't buy it? Won't accept this excuse? Then it's mutter to deliver the baby on Shabbos. Im ein ba chilul. If there's no chilul Shabbos, but chilul Shabbos, he says it wouldn't work. Then he has this diatribe. V'dad arof mizmanenu after Yosef Sheirim, ein nizharim v'zek klal. Ma'aseh b'chol Shabbos shenosim kama parasos v'rapas of the gachom v'mazalos the coast of shokot tamon v'atzma me'elam amash yismochu tafil teima neima demutel chal Shabbos is rabon v'shem eva v'ovu gululim af the anzai barok v'vodonim he said the arayis of evare os chul yama u'mechal le Shabbos gemurim hem b'meizan Hashem yishmerim such a mercy, you don't understand it, it's a chometz chayim. How can you write such a thing? There's island in Russia, the Rav Moshe. They would kill the doctor in an instant with their bare hands. They're bad. The anti-Semitism in that part of the world, unfortunately, for those who are following Ukraine, Oyganam the 2 years. That's not over yet. They were in there. Any excuse they would have to knock off the Jewish doctor and want it on the top of the doctor, hey, some other Jews too, go on a rampage. Khalil, all the Jews can be in danger. That's exactly what the Mepharshim was discussing. Moshe says, away. He's preceded by the Divrei Chaim and the Rav, preceded by the Chasam Sofer. All say the same thing. There could be cases in which if the doctor's not going to take care of the non-Jewish patient, clearly it could be a pogrom, or there could be at least a danger to the doctor himself. And therefore, in such circumstances, one must do whatever has to be done to avoid the danger of anti-Semitism. It could reach a level of literally a pogrom nevish mamish. I gave the example of what happened to Crown Heights riots. You're too young to remember them. You remember them. Nothing happened. It was a simple motor vehicle accident. That's all. That was a very sad story. And they killed the Jew. A totally innocent person. So we have to be very careful when it comes to these matters. We shouldn't say, we live in America. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We are grateful to America. It's a mouthful shel chesed. And we're a far cry from what was in Europe, absolutely. However, you have to be careful the other way around as well. Chasam Sof is in two places, it's in Yoredei and Choshen Mishpat, and the Shmir Shabbos tried another trick over here. He wants to knock it out down to a derabanan of a malacha she'etzricha legufa. Wow. Why? If you're doing it, to save yourself, to save the yin, not to save the actual nachri who's in danger. Maybe he's not in danger. As Shmir Shabbos suggests, could be a girl will have different preferential treatment. Had he been in Israel, he'd say, no, it's not pikuach nefesh. But if he's a nachri and the result could be pikuach nefesh for the Israeli, maybe he gets the preferential treatment, believe it or not. Don't believe it. That's what Shmir Shabbos suggests. So the Maharik compares this to kind of a tzricha legufa, because you're doing it only for ulterior motives. Perhaps Shlomo Zalman says in his Mincha Shlomo that nowadays one story, even if it's a made-up story, could make waves all over the world. It happened in the 60s. Kalahoma, a real story. So that's why things are much different today than they were yesteryear. So you have to be much, very, very careful when it comes to these matters. Not to be too frum. That if it's, of course, you should try very hard. Rav Moshe writes in the same tshuva, Chelik Dalet Siman Ayin Tes, I believe. Even for a Yisrael, you should try very hard not to be involved. You should get someone else to do it for you. Someone else should be in charge. But at the same time, if push comes to shove, you have to be very careful not to cause a danger to yourself or to others. And I eat the lashon of the Chasam Sofer. The Yomru, Domo Shal Akum Kal Beinenu. We come with tears to Mitri Shafta, but it's our Chavot. They won't accept. And the Gemara was only when it wasn't Shriach Tarobis Yisrael Begoyim. Of course, the Tosis, the end of Tetzvav and Avon Azor, the Rosh. And he gives an interesting example. Kibui Dleika. Kibui Dleika, take a look at the Ramah. Shin La Medalit Sif Chav Vav. Give a look. Shin La Medalit Sif Chav Vav. I'm all right. This man is there. So the shruya beinenu gehudin, he chashed the kodesh of fashis. They said you're not to put any fire. This is preferential treatment for ourselves. We wouldn't do it, but if they're going there and we don't put out the fire, chalila v'chas, someone can be damaged. You have no choice, and we're afraid more than that. Not just a matter that a goy may be hurt, but whenever there's a fire, the source for this ramoa is a truba sedeshin. Simon and Ches, that's what it says over here in the parentheses. That's the source for this din. Based on Haglosso, Shin Erevin, Peridal, Simon Vav. What do they come and do? The Goyim, whenever there's a fire, Boyim, Visholim, Vahorgin. You all know, whenever there's a lack of water in the world, people come and they come to ransack the place. What happened to Hurricane Sandy? That's the most recent thing. They came in with no electricity. And they came in and they were looting the stores, and if you got in the way, they'd kill you. No law and order. So whenever a fire breaks out, it's exactly the same thing. It's true today in New York City, in those days. So therefore, it's permissible to put out the fire. We're afraid. Mr. Brewer writes over here. It's the Kod 9 base. Sakona Safoshes. Shekatlega Miskaberes Ozem Chotfin Visholim. You stand yourself up, don't steal your property. You have a lago, sir. Sure. Yeah, it can happen. It's been known to happen. It has happened. There was a tragic case here in Washington Heights many years ago. Someone tried to steal a car, and the car owner said they didn't want to let him. He shot him dead. Shem Yirah. I'm telling you a piece of information. Let him steal your car, let him steal your wallet, let him steal anything. Just, you should have it to me. I'll tell him, I had a mice, I had a car. I was driving my car, right from this wonderful institution, down Amsterdam Avenue. I made a left turn where it says, George Washington Bridge. Everyone know what it is? You go down that ramp. You know what I'm talking about? It's in Sarnton, New Jersey, everyone knows it. What happens? I'm about to make a left turn. A man walks right in front of me. Now, any decent human being knows what I did. I jammed on the brakes. He was counting on it. As I jammed on the brakes, he opens the door behind me. Had it all planned. No, say we didn't have a lock. The car didn't lock. This is my son many years ago. I think it's 25 years ago, maybe. It's on my approximately my life. Yeah. Walks in. Now, I did not look around to see what he had. What was supposed on my neck. Give me your money. Didn't think twice. Took out my money. I gave my wallet. I had my wallet $40. Get the money back. I put my credit card. He put the wallet back. Then he said, "What's that there?" Had a tape. It was before we had tape decks. No, had a tape recorder. Rav Shechter, Shalita. Give me that tape recorder. Tape recorder. Chutzpah, the Rav Shechter. The Shia was stolen, and the tape recorder, I got another one. I came up with the Shia was on. He took it. And then I drove a little more. He said, let me down here, over here, and if you call the cops, I'm going to kill you. happened to me. He should, if they want to still take it. Don't take any shit. Maybe he's bluffing, maybe it was just his finger, I don't know what he had a weapon up. Don't be, just give it away. But there are people who are, the Chazal say so, it says the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Halacha of the Gemara. They won't let, and the Chalila v'chas, they can be victims of a murder, or chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom, Chalila v'chas. So we are very machmir b'kuach nefesh. Okay? So the fire breaks out of the question of looting and illegality, then gotta put out the fire as Rana said. That's right. The same thing applies if the Chalila, they'll find out that the Jewish doctor didn't take care of a non-Jewish patient, they'll start the research put on the internet. Today, Chalila v'chas. So therefore, there's room to be made on this kind of shadow, but as for the end, it's not. But, when Hatzalah started in Riverdale, it was a lot of opposition, even from the firm community. Yeah, it was some kind of a goofy ambulance service. They came in an hour later, if you were lucky. How can you encroach on their territory? And what are you going to do if a non-Jew calls you? I said, well, we'll take it. Whoever calls, we go. We're not going to ask any questions. Which is the truth. That's the shock I gave over here. So they try to out us. The Hatzalah number was put on, you know, they put it on Chol Yisrael cartons. And then these red things he put up in the shul by a phone. I mean, it's never publicized in Sullivan because they don't want the whole world to take it. They put in the Riverdale Press. Here's the number, they outed us. We still continue. We've saved many lives over the years. Baruch Hashem. We're not servicing the whole world. For the whole world, they call 911. To be honest, 911 got much, much, much better since Giuliani. He made it part of the fire department, not the police department. Police department is, you know. Fire department, they used to come into things. The whole change. Let's get to the side. Okay, Rabosai, this is the issue of someone who's not a Yisrael. When they kick right in, the Mishnah says, hey, Matzilin. This Manazer, we assume, is Matzilin for the reasons we just outlined. Fascinatingly, even a lengthy discussion about Chilul Shabbos for two more things before I get to that. I wanted to remind you of this Verapa Yerapa article we saw. Remember that? You all remember this? You forgot already. Verapa Yerapa was a Chiddush Nifla Menorah. They read shot in the Ramban, which I don't agree with. The Ramban says you can be Mechal Shabbos based on the post of this week's parasha to save the life of a Ger Toshav, the Chayimach. And then he had a second jump, saying that the typical Nochi Mizmanazer is a Ger Tosha. Why? Keeps the Shem Mitzvah for Noach. Even if he didn't have official Kabbalah, even though there's no Evidibi Mizmanazer, those are two jumps, both Kedushim Neflom and Aroim, but that's what's quoted over here in the Sefer. I gave it to Rabbi Tursk because I told him it would. He said he never heard the Rav say anything, any such thing. And the Rav lived in his house for decades. I don't know. I mean, he could have said it at one point in time as a possible svara. You know, maybe the Rav said it as a svara. You know, as a possibility. But the Maisa, I don't think he said it, but I can't say for sure. Lo Shabbat away in Araya. After I heard my Rebbe's reaction to Rabbi Untim in Russia, with Drocher Dach Enom, that was about that Alilas Dam with the so-called story. So he didn't even like that, so I can't imagine he's like this. But again, maybe he once said it as a svara of Yalma, maybe someone took it more soon than they meant it. I don't know, but that's printed in the Sefer Rapi Rapi. Yes?
Are you familiar with this, like, Sefer
Harim,
where he says that
Gerit Hoshev
is a...
That's the Chavei that's quoted.
Oh, that's
right. The
Chavei
is based on the Ramban.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, someone showed me this.
But I believe that's the school citation over here. That the Sefer Harim interpreted the Ramban that way, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see. Yeah. Hold on. Let's see if you can find it.
Someone printed out.
Oh, I'd like to see it. Let me take a look over here. One second, please. Oh, Ramban. Now, Mrs. Yudzayim. Now, hold on a minute, please. Oh, you know what? I forgot. The old Yisrael Yosef Benichai, Rabban Soloveitchik. This quote is also quoted, I think. It's quoted in here. Alright. Numerous sources. Ramban, he goes to Rashi, Rabbeinu Yonah, Arayvid, Aruch HaShulchan, Aramo. They don't discuss it. It's not a practical psak. Let me see the Haredim for a minute.
I think he is quoting the Ramban, the middle paragraph.
Mitzvah people with Nevis, I'm a Gertosh, I'm a Kamish, I'm a Mitzvah, I'm a this week's Pasha. That would be the Oti, our Chumash, responsibility for the week. All right. He tells you, look at the Ramban. Right. What is that on the side? Wait a minute. Who said it's Tocha Shabbos? Don't say it's Tocha Shabbos. Excuse me. Because the mitzvah is knowing. Don't say it's Tocha Shabbos. No. Doesn't say it at all. Question. The Ramban. The way I read the Ramban, it was not going on Shabbos. That's why I read it, I read the Haredim the same way. But there were two others who read against me. I think I got their names. One accepted it and one rejected it. You can't remember the names better than I did. I don't have my writing on my notes with me right now. But thank you very much. Blanking out now. One of the Rabbanim accepted it. I don't want to spend time. If you find me, let me know, because right now I forgot myself. Okay, so if you look in the I believe it's Rabbi Chevelle's version I have with me of the Sefer Mitzvot of the Ramban, and there on the bottom he quoted those two sources. One of them accepted, one of them rejected. Okay, but there's a fascinating discussion about a mumar, Rabosa. A mumar. A mumar means someone who is not observant. Right, who is a eno osa masa amcha, who's not, doesn't keep the mitzvahs. You can't say Yishmer Shabbos is harbe. Look at the Mishnah Berurah and some Shin Chav Tes Sivkot and Tes. We'll start with that as a beginning. Shin Chav Tes Sivkot and Tes Mishnah Berurah. See what it says. He writes, Yisrael Balei Zoteyoven calls Machen the Kovah B'Torah near the Mechal and the Shabbos. Lahakis, also tzila pachol, soon after Shabbos. Whoa! So the question is, how does this translate into today's world? The big issue is the tinok shenishba issue. Is every single chilon even zman hazek called the tinok shenishba? Yes or no? Again, a tremendous machloekis among today's posts. Some say yes, he wasn't brought up right, based upon the Rambam in Hilchos Mamre. Others say no. Rambam in Hilchos Mamre only means you can't punish him. But for all other areas of halacha, he's still considered to be a mumar, the hachis. Even though he heard about it, even though he's brought up improperly, because he heard about it later on. Okay, we can't blame him as such, because we cannot punish him. But to go actually save him on Shabbos, that maybe not. There's a whole discussion, and the source that we use there is the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos. It was a very lengthy discussion, both in the regular Sefer and then in the back. And we had a long discussion of the machlokes between the Kiva Eger and the Bir Halacha. And the Bir Halacha. Ah, those I wrote this from them. The Zohar HaRakia and the Chemdas Yisrael. That's how they read the Ramban. The Bir Halach and Shin Lamed Siv Beis. Take a look. There's a guest at the parish. Shin Lamed Siv Beis. Kusis. What does it say over here? Kertosha Miyal Nosem Hashem B'tzuvah Nachyoso. V'davka B'dvarim She'enam Chilul. The Rabbanan is declared. But not the Doraisis. It's the parish against this understanding of the Ramban. It's either Ramban never meant it. That's my position. Or if he meant it, we don't accept it. But it's clear in Bir Halacha. You're not the Mechal Shabbos and the rights of the same again. Black on white. So I'm glad I had a chance to show it to you. And I saw it. It caught my eye. The Zohar Rakia. On mitzvah to say, Pe Aleph, the Oro Lamentes, whatever that means. And the Chemnas Yisrael, Yudal Eman Aleph. That's all these numbers I got from the Haoros of Rabbi Shavel on the Sefer Mitzvahs Le Ha Ramban. Fine. Okay. Much more to be said. But it's going back to the mumar situation, and especially the chilonim bizmanenu. Again, the machlokas is the bear of Rabbi. I don't have time to go into it right now. But the Tshuva to Rambam says that if they don't believe in the chiyuv tefillah, don't count for a minyan. It's quoted in the Shara Tzion and Simon Nunhei against Rav Moshe. Then even Tinek Shendishba, right? The Nebuchadnezzar says once he finds out the law has that status, right? And even if Hey Marie doesn't, you can't count it to a minyan. He doesn't believe in davening. And he's slow tits and chachmei ador and chazal. You know malas kids. You know malas kids. Nowadays they do bris milah because they believe in it. They believe in it, and some say that that's enough. As long as they believe in that, it's good enough. Even though they are making fun of chazal or the chachmei ador, it's a big question. I really can't go into all these details. I'm just giving you an idea. If you look at the back of the Hilchos Shabbos, there's pages and pages and pages about this. The clue that we're just making a reference to, because I'm quickly running out of time. It's a Balamon Ramban, Rabosa, which we have to talk about briefly. Balamon Ramban are the following, Steer B'nei Obey. There are two cases in Shabbos, the beginning and at the end. At the end, they used to wash every baby in hot water before and after the bris. What happened if the water from the after the bris spills out before the bris? So what do you do? So the Balavar says, spill the bris. The Rabbi says, no, do the bris. Right now you have enough water from before the bris. Later on, stuff be kuach nefesh. You'll cook up the water. Now for your test, there's a discussion of going on a boat, right? Before Shabbos, 3 days before, the Balamor seems to say, about saying, it's permissible to go on the boat, even though later on it'll be Mechal Shabbos, you can't help it. That's quoted to the Reish Mem Ches in Shulchan Aruch, going on a caravan, the Rivash extended, etc. And the Ramban seems to say, no, only if it's done through Goyim, not if it's done through Yisraelim. It's a double steerer. Not going to all the Pratim. Many to say the distinction between Shabbos itself and Erev Shabbos, going to the Balamor, but the Shulchan Aruch passes like it. On Shabbos itself, you should not do something which will lead you to the Shabbos, even though it's going to be Behekel later on. So you postpone the bris. On Erev Shabbos, however, you may do whatever needs to be done, and you're not mechuyev to worry about what's going to happen later on. You're not mechuyev. This is what the Mefarshim say pshat in the Shitas Balamor, and the fact it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. In Simon Reish Mem Ches. Let's just look briefly, Reish Mem Ches, briefly. Can't read the whole thing. First is an introduction of the Mishnah Berurah to the Simon. It gives you the very first reason. Shemit Starcha Yisrael as the Malach of Asa B'Shabbos and Pekuach Nevesh Malachim Sakhanahu. Oh, she has any Yehudi. That's the difference between the Balavon and Rabban, Alvin Bez and Sharatian. So you see right away in the introduction. Okay, this is the important source over there. Okay. Now, what if it's going to lead to certain Chilul Shabbos? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot Chavav says, no, it's only a Suffet. He says, if it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's okay. But he quotes the Marib and Leiv, Yodeh B'vada Yishev Olei Chilul Shabbos, Oh, Sabbachi Agavna, Kosa Radvaz. The Radvaz, we'll see the end of it, it's very, very important for the next part of the Shia. Let's stop here in the middle. As the Radvaz says. Now, this Radvaz leads to some fascinating conclusions, which we have to discuss. Many poskim say the Radvaz is incorrect. Even if it's going to lead to Varei Chilul Shabbos, it's Mutter. Anyway, they say it's not their advice, it's not true. The Pashup Shat and the Shulchan Aruch is not that way. Oh. Now, Shiloh. May a doctor stay home on Shabbos if he knows he's going to have to go tomorrow to the hospital? Question. how much you have to prepare. I'm not looking to prepare on Friday. So Shabbos, I'll go on Shabbos. What to say no? What about leaving Ashram on Friday? You know you have to go back on Shabbos. So Rav Moshe is not happy with it. Shlomo Zalman says it's mutter. You're not doing an action to cause chilul Shabbos. What do you mean? You're going home. That's a normal thing. You're not going on a caravan. That's the Orchah Shabbos explains that sheet of Rav Shlomo Zalman. It's very, very important to understand this. Yes, look over here in the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Shin Lamed Sif Katan Aleph. Talked about these kind of things, preparing before Shabbos. So let us, a woman in the ninth month, min haroi, to prepare everything in advance, Shem Yizam. It's only min haroi. The midas chasidus, it comes from Sefer Chasidim. It's not a real din. You're not mechuyev to make all these preparations. If a goy will take him to the doctor on Shabbos, then we should say that it's okay, even though he could have gone there before Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman is a famous quote: "Yesh lahakil al kama she'efshar la'oskin b'pikuach nefesh." And therefore, what about switching your term with a goy? You should do it, even if it's going to cost you money or double time. But what about switching with a mechal Shabbos? Rav Shlomo Zalman says no, because you're causing him to do chilul Shabbos. I think the answer is yes. Rav Shlomo Zalman says you may do a better job. I think no. You do a better job, you do a better job on Friday or on Sunday, you do a better job on Shabbos. It's all the same thing for the patients. And you're preventing it from Chilul Shabbos. Do less Chilul Shabbos in hospital than it'll do at home. You may have the kavanah to get paid on Shabbos, which we saw from some. So the others said, well, who cares? Who cares getting paid? His main kavanah is to save the patient's life. He also wants to be paid. That's very, very, that's what we assume Halacha L'maaseh, Rav Moshe. The very important cases which are practical, which come up in daily life. We have to be prepared, especially the doctors here in the room, to know how to deal with all these things. These are very, very important to know. Very important to know. Okay. Now, we come to the last, I don't have time to go into this of the discussion, I just don't have the time, but we have to focus on one more thing, and that's what I have time for, which is the last line in that Radbaz. The Radbaz was in Siman Reish Mem Ches, which is a very important point. We have to see it one more time and focus on it. These individuals who went on a trip on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, and they knew they'd have to be Chalal Shabbos on Shabbos, you know what they do instead? They're going to put themselves into some bit of a danger so that they won't have a problem in retrospect of having left on Sunday when they shouldn't have done so, given the fact that they're going to end up having to be Mechal Shabbos later on. In order to cover for that mistake, quote unquote, they're going to conduct themselves in that fashion. Whoa. Really? How can that be? How can that be? So, some of the Mepharshim suggest, well, it's not the Kuach Nefesh Mamish. It's just a small chance. A small chance. So this leads us to the following discussion. The Chol of the Fanenus discussion we started with. So the Binyan Tzion says that if the Chol of Fanenu, you follow the rove. Okay? And if there is a Fanenu, then even a Chashash of a Chal Shabbos. And the source is, Rabosai, the Mishnah Brachos, about a snake around your foot. If it's not a Akrav, then there's room to rely upon them the fact that it's not going to harm you. I thought, not true at all. It's based upon a pasuk of Shom Epsom Hashem, referring to the kind of a snake that the people are used to, you know, the god, we'll call the god variety, if you forget the pun. And it's not going to cause any damage, based on Shom Epsom Hashem. But if it would be something that on Tuesday you'd be worried about it, you'd let me Mechal Shabbos and stop in Milosh, whatever you need. Yes, it's true that a distant future thing which has no Zecher Behoved, to quote the Chazanish's phrase, then that's nothing. That's nothing. It all depends upon your Vidas Habitacha. That's why, what's the word you use, Menachem? For that CSS? Guys are walking around there with the little shoes with the little,
no, it's
crazy. It's crazy. I think it's crazy. I don't see what are they protecting against? They told me one of the shuls around here, every Shabbos they come and they check out every car for a bomb, like, you know, they do it, you know, in the Canary Straw. What's Fatsushta?
Maybe they're giving you one shul.
I think it's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Now, oh, but then the question becomes, so but don't we say, so here's the answer. Those cases that Shom Hashem, no one's cared about even on Tuesday, they don't care about it. Oh, but here's the key point. There are those who maintain that since it says in the Mishnah Berurah, for example, that you, if someone is unfortunately Marutza Smocho, that his head, his brains are bashed in, he's still a Chal Shabbos, even though he really can't live, you can't save him, etc., etc. Since it's quality of Mechal Shabbos, it's a raya that you must do it during the week. How can it be that during the week you don't have to do it, and on Shabbos you're allowed to do it? That's what I saw quoted in the Nishma. So I'm wrong, and I'm here to say absolutely not. That's a Shvus Yaakov and a Beis Yaakov, which we suggested. In other words, we say that you don't have to do it. There's no mitzvah to extend a life of pain or of pain when he's not aware, it's just like a vegetable. But if you decide you want to do it, you may. That's why our beautiful quote from the Megillah Sefer. That's exactly what the Rambam meant when he said, Ein Mishpatei HaTorah, what the Rambam calls Achzorim Chas V'Shalom, but what they call of Shalom, and if you look at the Rambam's quotation, and when he it's an introduction to the entire parasha. The Rambam talks about it. Let's get the exact lashon of the Rambam. What did he say? Ein mishpatei HaTorah nekama b'olam, ela rachamim v'chesed v'shalom b'olam. Perek Bei Halacha Gimel. That means is you don't want to save his life. That's your business. When I got to stop you? If I had an actual case with someone who's mamish brain damage, they say he's never going to be aware again the rest of his life. Yes, to me, I don't see why they're keeping him alive at club. But they ran on Shabbos to extend his life. That's their decision. There are certain cases which are, forgive the expression, it's a dirty word in today's world, optional. If you can decide this way, you can decide that way. Cain nearly is what the Shvus Yaakov says. Beis Yaakov said that the aim is amtsin the amish chiyuso also the chalal Shabbos. And some say no, the fact that the chalal Shabbos you're bechuyev to the amish chiyuso. And I'm saying they're both that way. No, you're not bechuyev to the amish. If you want to do it, you can do it. Don't blame it on the Torah. That's the idea in the Kud. Now, once you've come to this amazing conclusion that if you want to do it, you can do it no matter what. You have to have a certain sense of balance. And I'll end this year with this. What do you mean by a sense of balance? What's a sense of balance? We get an example of the Megillah Sefer. You have a baby locked behind a closed door. So you're allowed to break the door out on Shabbos. But even during the week, if you want to give lollipops and wait to get the kitty, you're also allowed. So you have different ways. What about nursing a baby? So Shlomo Zalman says, you want to be Mechal Shabbos to nurse the baby because you think it's dangerous, you have to put the baby in the milk and you have formula, you're allowed to do it. Either millions of frum women aren't nursing at all, that's their decision. That's based upon this on this Rambam. Very, very important to understand this distinction. It's critical, absolutely critical. We'll have to stop here. Tomorrow we have a topic called Chol She'ein Bo Sakana. As of now, she is at 1 o'clock till 2:30, regular time. This is the change. Okay? Sorry for the broken shear today.